Rather have coffee?
No, there are libraries I was saying that they make you stand up and wear gloves to read.
Uh-huh.
And I'd much rather just have a coffee.
Because,
like, it's just too much, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't comfortably study when you're dressed like that.
Yeah. Or in your phrases.
Says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm going to pray 1 Peter 4, 1 through 2. Our Father, for as much as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, teach us to arm ourselves likewise with the same mind. For thou hast said, he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. Therefore, let us no longer live the rest of our time in the flesh, the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Amen. Well, we have a lengthy psalm that we'll be in. We're going to nicely dovetail Psalm 106 into, which is the A portion of Psalm 106b, but if my memory serves me right, there are F portion of this psalm. So this is a very long psalm that we will be singing Psalm 106 for many weeks to come. We'll praise God with this particular portion.
Hallelujah, give thanks unto the
and may with thine inheritance
pretty touching line there. I don't know, that's a very directed psalm of praise, I think, that causes us to reflect on our own state, for sure. We're going to fourth part of Psalm 119 in our rotation of that. So, fourth page and the fourth part. The fourth page and the fourth part of this book here. Real easy. 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. It's marked fourth at the top, and it's also called the fourth part. Real easy. This is Delph, or Delph in the Hebrew, and it covers Psalm 19, verses 25 through 32. 25 through 32. The tune of Howard.
Thy mercies multitude.
Chapter 15, 17 through 36 is our Old Testament reading. Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. That's how that goes. Upside down won't work. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So we are in the fourth book of the law. Numbers chapter 15. We're going to start in verse 17. Numbers 15, verse 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come to the land whither I bring you,
then it shall be that when ye eat of the bread of the land, ye shall offer up a heave offering unto the Lord.
Ye shall offer up a cake of the first of the year,
of the first of your dough, ye shall give unto the Lord a heave offering in your generations.
And if ye have heard and not observed all these commandments which the Lord hath spoken unto Moses,
even all that the Lord hath commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that the Lord commanded Moses, and henceforward, among your generations.
Then it shall be, if aught be committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor unto the Lord, with his meat offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering.
And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their ignorance.
And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger that sojourns among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance.
And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering.
And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth in ignorance.
When the sinneth by ignorance, before the Lord,
to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him.
Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them.
But the soul that does aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
Because he hath despised the word of the Lord, and he hath broken the commandments, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him.
And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day.
And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron, and unto all the congregation.
And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him.
And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp.
And all the congregation brought him without the camp, and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses.
Amen. A good example of ignorant versus non-ignorant sin right there in the text. And we're going to have Luke 22, 1 through 13, read by Brother Christian.
Okay, so Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 13. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters in. And you shall say unto the good men of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover.
Mm-hmm. You may be seated. All right, so we are going back to the book of 1 Peter. The Epistle of 1 Peter. So I'm going to go to the Epistle of 1 Peter, and we're going to pick back up in 4, chapter 4, and we will read the section of chapter 4 with our introductory reading that will come immediately after the focal text I've put on here, which comes from 1 Peter 2:2 and runs until 2:10. Which is the purpose for why I gave this. And we will, of course, we'll be back in just a minute.
Forget unthankful me. we'd like to double the words at the end, but you can't do it. Because you can't say patiently only the last two consonants of it. It doesn't work. Well, we have another section of the book of Romans we'll go over today. Israel's election by grace, Romans 11, 1 through 7. And if we haven't thought about the book of Romans, we should by now. We've started at 1 and for a long time now, and going through every argument and question and answer Paul has gone back and forth on to help teach the lesson of the book of Romans. I say then, hath God cast away his people?
God forbid. For I alone am in the right of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew.
Know ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel?
He said, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life.
But what saith the answer of God unto him?
I reserve to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal.
Even so, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
And if the election be by grace, then it is not by works. Otherwise, grace would not be grace. And if election be of works, then it is not grace. Otherwise, works would be no more works.
What then?
Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for.
But the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. That's a pretty good lesson in that reading. And so we'll grab our Bibles, go to Psalm 103, and also stick the pamphlet in the Ten Commandments. Chapter 20, starting in verse 3. We'll use Psalm 103 as we oftentimes do. Confessional psalms are good to use this way. It should get your mind thinking about what the Lord has done in forgiving us of our sins. So we're going to read down to verse 9, and then we'll turn to the Ten Commandments, and then we'll pick back up at verse 10, Psalm 103. Stopping at 9, we'll go there, we'll come back to 10, and then we'll continue the rest of the psalm with praise. Psalm 103. I'll read it all together.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, that who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
Ten Commandments. Starting in 3.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth underneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the blessed Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Turn back to Psalm 103, starting in 10.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. For as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that at his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all of his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And we have one more special reading today, being the 15th day in the beginning of the month, which is the Apostles' Creed. So let's pass those out.
Me?
Yeah.
I believe in God, the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Stand by mom. And so this time of the month, we go through the Apostles' Creed, so it's in the back of the book, right before the Athanasian Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and the life everlasting.
Amen.